The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free, you take control of the airwaves. That's how it works around here. It's pretty simple. The number's 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you on the site. Once again, freetalklive.com. The we includes me, Ian.
Derek J.
And Mark.
And don't forget to go check out Derek J's redesigned website, derekj.me. It's free, of course, and you can watch his free movie and listen to all kinds of radio shows that he does, because he's not just here on Free Talk Live. He also does Peace News Now twice a week,
Cop Block Radio, Freedom Fiends, and a bunch of other shows.
Bitcoin Show. Bitcoin Talk Show.
Bitcoin Talk Show, yep.
And aren't you on, like, some second Bitcoin-related show?
Yeah, I'm a guest host on the Bitcoin group. It's like a knockoff of the McLaughlin group, but Bitcoin-themed.
Very cool. So all of that and more, including blogs and videos and things like that, over at derekj.me. So we were just commenting on this Grover Norquist piece, where he's identifying a few different things where freedom has progressed, because it's easy for us to look at the negatives around us. It's easy to see the police state, to see the military tanks, the crazy incarceration rates. I mean, the United States, of course, is one of the worst places, if not the worst place in the developed world, to live, as far as, you know, you're very likely here compared to other places to get arrested for something, some nonsense, victimless crime. The jails and prisons are loaded up with innocent, peaceful people who've never harmed anybody, and there's a significant amount of that going on here, and it's gotten worse over time. The war on drugs, of course, prohibition, you know, the alcohol prohibition went away, but it was replaced with drug prohibition, which has not gotten better. There's not more freedom in that realm. So it's easy to point out all the negatives, the bombings going on around the world, etc. But Norquist is pointing out a few of the positives here, and how it is that the advocates for freedom in some areas have won the day. And he gives homeschooling as an example. Apparently, I didn't know this. I didn't know homeschooling was illegal 50 years ago, or in the 1950s. Yeah, no, 30 years ago, he says. Homeschooling was illegal in all 50 states, which was a shocker to me.
Which means that parents were homeschooling their kids, because homeschooling didn't just become a thing because the government said, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. It means that
they were doing
brave people said, I refuse to send my kids to school. I want to educate them myself. Likely, in many cases, religious people. But I'm always amused by the law and order crowd, who tends to be sort of religious, and usually the mainstream, you know, sort of religions that people are familiar with, because, you know, that's the kind of people they are. They're law and order folks. They're conservative. And, you know, let's point out here, many of these law and order folks be very pros homeschool, but it was civil disobedience that brought you homeschools.
Yep, and he also talks about how gay marriage is now much more acceptable, and just being gay publicly in general is much more acceptable. And Derek J., you've been gay your whole life. How's that make you feel?
It's good, although I've always felt very accepted. I know there are other parts of the country where people aren't as accepting.
It's certainly harder in certain parts. Maybe the Bible Belt, for instance, might be a little harder to be an out gay, but it would have been a lot harder 30 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Wherever you live.
But I attribute that victory to cultural wins and the bravery of individuals sharing their lives, their personal lives, their loves with their friends and family and neighbors, because it's those types of people who really change hearts and minds, not politicians who say, oh, okay, gay marriage is fine.
Well, right, the politicians, they don't lead the parades, right? They run out in front of the parade to make it look like they've been leading the parade the whole time.
They've got their thumb to the wind, and yes, they're listening to see, you know, what are the gay people thinking? What are the average folks thinking about the gays? Is it okay now? And
there's society, a decade or two behind. They're at least two, if not three decades behind society, I would say.
Yeah, so once society is cool with it, then the politicians are ready to jump on board and say, yay, rights for gays. Meanwhile, we've all been on that that same page for years.
Yeah, and we're seeing the same thing with marijuana laws, too.
Although the author of this article points out something troubling about the gay rights issue, which is, like, right after we saw, you know, gays are having their day, mm-hmm. marriage everywhere, they're on TV, hooray, that's great. But then some people are taking advantage of this, saying, well, now you have to make us cakes. Now you have to do our wedding ceremony. We have to be allowed to have a wedding on your private property. And that really upsets me, because it seems like these people have no... They don't value private property.
No, just because you're gay doesn't mean you value private property.
Right, yeah.
Or that you understand what liberty really means. You may want liberty for yourself, but you may not understand how that really translates into you have to allow others to be free, which means you would have to allow the bigot to have his own business and make his bigoted cakes. And
this comes down to forcing people into a new paradigm. This is creating a new world order, as it were, as opposed to increasing freedom. I want gay people to be able to contract with each other, to live together, if that's what they want to do. I want them to be able to do that. However, I don't think anybody should be forced to recognize it or do anything else. Like, mm-hmm. my marriage should not compel you to do anything.
That's right.
My marriage should, maybe if you run a hospital, allow my wife to come visit me in ways that maybe other people shouldn't or something like that. But that's really the end of it for me, whereas other people will use it as a cudgel to mm-hmm. force things upon you.
Yeah, that's the sort of what I'm talking about. Like, I was disheartened to see, because I consider, like, my gay family, you know, everyone who's gay in some news story somewhere, I'm like, well, I've got something in common with them, and I can relate. So, but when I hear these stories of people saying, well, now you have to make us cakes, oh, man, it's so disheartening. Because I'm like, come on, guys, you just won a little bit of freedom. Is it really time to throw the authoritarian hammer around?
Well, the fact is, just because someone's gay doesn't mean they're not an authoritarian, right? I mean, just like, there's all kinds of brilliant authoritarians out there, and they have come up with amazingly smart ways to control our lives, and so I wouldn't want those people in my family, regardless of what their preferences.
Yeah.
So we continue here. A few points. He's got a couple other things on, you know, this is what has progressed over time, over the last few decades, because freedom, he argues, wins over the years. 30 years ago, he says, 80% of Americans supported stricter gun control laws. Certain guns were banned. Organizations formed and expected they would soon ban handguns in private hands. In 1987, Florida passed a shall-issue concealed carry law that required local government to give any honest and sane adult a permit to carry a gun concealed on his or her person or in a purse or car.
I love how we can stipulate that honest and sane adults can have guns. Well, who decides who's sane? Who decides who's honest?
The government.
Right.
Well, it's not perfect, that's for sure.
No, I understand, but I just, it's always amuses me. At this point, the government seems to be, there's no other way to disarm the American populace, so they're just going to make everybody a felon.
They don't let these things go easily. There's no doubt that this has been a slow, arduous process that, obviously, he's summing up in a paragraph or two, decades of very tough work and difficulty that has resulted in these social changes. I mean, it's a messy process. Like right now, Derek J., you have been denied your supposed right to carry a firearm in one of what is ostensibly the most gun freedom-oriented states in the Union.
Live free or die!
They've told you no. And there's a shall issue permit here in New Hampshire. And now you're having to hire a multi-thousand-dollar attorney just to take this denial to court to try to retain your rights. So it's a messy process getting from here, which is more restrictions, to there, which is fewer restrictions.
I'm shocked that the author is actually making the claim that there's more gun freedom now than there was in the past. It's not like I was around in the past.
No, there's more gun freedom now than there was in the past.
He says today, 41 states have enacted such laws. In 2007, there were 4.5 million such permits, and today there are more than 11.1 million permits. Arizona, Vermont, Wyoming, and Alaska don't even require permits to carry for their citizens, and 5% of the adult population has a concealed carry permit, one out of 20 people. This drive has been fueled and validated by the fact that violent crime falls faster in states with concealed carry laws, and even faster as more citizens avail themselves of that new, he puts in quotes, right. Now, we know that's not a right, okay? That if it were a right to carry a firearm, as it should be, as the Constitution and, you know, the Second Amendment.
You don't have to ask permission for a right.
Exactly. So
that's it. That's the end of the story. You know you have a right because you don't have to ask permission for it. You don't have to ask the government to breathe or blink or do a variety of things. But, you know, your right to carry arms, that's a attenuated right. Well, what's that mean? We tell you when you can do it, how you can do it, and if you can do it.
It ain't true gun freedom yet in most places, but his argument is that it's moving slowly in that direction. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, and coming up, his final point. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, Chuck Woolery here. I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works, Australian Dream Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn, isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee. You can use the whole jar, and if you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt you'll send it back. This stuff really works. Australian Dream is now available at Target or your favorite retail store.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 5th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,613. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,653.42, $826.71 for a half ounce, or $413.36 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,653.42, $826.71, and $413.36.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey,
Free Talk Live, dial toll free here. The number is 855-450-FREE. We're sharing a story from Grover Norquist over at OZY.com. He's talking about how he believes that freedom is winning the day overall, that libertarianism is what's next, and that it's coming, and he cites some examples where freedom has won over the years, and it's nice to have that sort of positive perspective, and I appreciate that, because it's easy to get mired down in all the negativity when, you know, it's easier to see the stuff that's bad, I think, in the world, and it's good to focus on things that are worth appreciating. So we're going to continue that here in a moment, but maybe you have something you want to add to this list, because we've talked about gay marriage, respecting and appreciating, you know, and allowing gay people to, you know, to be out rather than oppressing them. We've talked about gun rights being on the rise over time, and also homeschooling also being on the rise, going from apparently completely illegal just 30 years ago. So there's been some progress. But what are we missing? What's left off the list here? I'm sure there's something else you want to share your thoughts. Please do with us here at 855-450-FREE. That's toll-free, 855-450-3733. And if you value your online privacy, and this could be an area, right, like the internet, that has led to a lot more freedom in a lot of ways, then you need to know about ProXPN, because there certainly are forces out there who would like to destroy privacy on the internet, and you have to take steps to protect it. You can't trust the mega corporations to do it for you, and you certainly can't trust your internet service provider. They're probably logging every website you visit and every search term that you enter, and maybe keeping those logs for as long as 5 years in some cases. So go to proxpn.com/FTL, where you can download their free software for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, and Android devices. Linux users, you can get it set up as well. It's just a little bit of a different setup for you. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. Grab the software, get started for free, and when you're ready to upgrade to get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world you can connect to, private torrenting ability, plus you can get past regionally blocked websites with ProXPN with their premium account. So when you're ready to upgrade, use our discount codes. FTL50, that's FTL like Free Talk Live, and the number 50, gets you 50% off the price of the annual account, and that is good for the lifetime of your account. Plus, you can use code FTLBTC to save even more. You'll save 62% with code FTLBTC, and you pay with Bitcoin in that case. Again, that's on the annual account price. So go and get set up with proxpn.com/FTL and use our codes FTL50 or FTLBTC. By the way, you get a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits. ProXPN is a great discount on privacy that is priceless. So our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. The final point on Grover Norquist's list of things that he's observing as being more free now than in our lifetimes, actually, is marijuana. 30 years ago, marijuana was illegal as medicine, or even as a recreational use drug in all 50 states. Today, 21 states allow the use of medical marijuana, and now, of course, Colorado and Washington state have legalized its sale for any purpose. Full state legalization will be on the ballot in Oregon and Alaska in 2014, and likely California, Arizona, and others in 2016. In Congress, the House of Representatives in 2010 voted to scale back its 100-to-1 ratio of punishment for crack cocaine versus white powder cocaine. This backing off of the widening anti-drug war of the 1980s was made possible by a unanimous vote in the House. I have to say, I didn't hear about that news.
Yeah, what unanimous vote?
Apparently a unanimous vote to scale back the punishment for crack versus cocaine.
I think I remember Rand Paul being behind this. Am I wrong? Are the years wrong on that?
I don't have... it says they voted in 2010. So it could have been.
Could have been.
Was he around there then?
It would have been close.
Feel free to check that out and pull up more info about that vote. I'm fascinated that it was unanimous. Anyway, he says one no vote could have killed the unanimous consent needed. Why would they have needed a unanimous consent for that? I'm confused. I need to know more about that. Anyway, he goes on to say, now three states are pushing policies called the right to try. These state laws in Colorado, Louisiana, and Missouri legalize new drugs now deemed safe by the Food and Drug Administration, but not yet deemed to be effective. Arizona may become the fourth state this fall. This deregulation speeds up the ability of sick Americans to get possible life-saving drugs years sooner.
Was it the California Senate or the U.S. Senate?
It says here it was Congress, the House of Representatives.
Okay.
In 2010. Anyway, the deregulation speeds up the ability for sick Americans to get life-saving drugs sooner than the FDA allows. The stoners opened a door that may improve and perhaps save the lives of many ill Americans. Drugs, parents saying no to public schools, guns, gays. Could there be more controversial, he puts in quotes, public issues? And yet all moved in the same direction over 30 years of American politics from Reagan to Obama. These four radical, unthinkable expansions of individual liberty are not liberal or conservative, Republican or Democrat. All flow from the small L, libertarian, live and let live, leave us alone, laissez-faire attitude. Four movements calling for increased individual liberty, while their opponents explained, with hundreds if not thousands of years of tradition and history to back them up, that society should have the power to control behavior for the public good. One can see other issues that follow this trend. Uber against the taxi regulators, Airbnb, Lyft, bet and invest on the side of advancing liberty. A libertarian moment? No. A trend. A long-term trend with no obvious roadblock in sight.
All right.
Oh, it's great. I like
the way he puts that.
Yeah, it's great. It's a positive message, and I think that you take that, you know, you take that news, you combine it with the Free State Project,
mm-hmm.
where we're actually getting real libertarian thinkers together and doers all in the same place, and think about what's going to happen here in New Hampshire in the next 10, 20, 30 years. I mean, that gets really exciting, because what he's pointing out here is all of this liberty-oriented stuff has happened. It's taken decades, but it's happened over time, and it's been brought about not by libertarians. These, you know, the people that have put forth these changes haven't been libertarians. They've just been responding to the market demand to some extent, that slow political change that takes forever to happen, that, as we were talking about earlier, trails what society actually wants, but eventually kind of catches up when some of the older people die off. That's happening already without libertarians actually winning public office. So when libertarians start to get elected, will we see this accelerate? Will we see that happen here in New Hampshire? Will we see politics follow a little closer to society in New Hampshire than it does in the rest of the country? And what will that end up looking like? I'm excited to find out.
Gosh, I hope so. I would like to see a situation where maybe the politicians are ahead of the people. They've got too much. They allow too much freedom. Maybe
you're a dreamer.
Indeed.
Yeah.
All right, fine.
But that's good. You got to dream big, right? Like, you know, even if we get halfway to that point, that would be pretty great.
Yeah.
And it would really put New Hampshire out above the pack. And in fact, when New Hampshire becomes more obviously free, it's already arguably the most free of all the 50 states, but when it becomes the clear most free state.
I don't want it to be close.
Yeah.
I don't want it to be arguable.
Right. So when it becomes the clear most free state, then we'll start to attract even more people to come here, because not everybody wants to be on the, you know, they don't want to be on the cutting edge. They don't want to be the pioneers like we are. We're the early movers for the Free State Project. You know, we moved before the Free State Project even completed its 20,000. We're still working towards the 20,000 people to sign up for the Free State Project, which you can do at freestateproject.org. But after the 20,000, you know, then there's going to be more people coming, because this will become a more attractive, more free place to be. And that'll result in more wonderful developments that we can't even envision today. Share your thoughts.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
I love My Magic Mud. I drink a lot of coffee. I had stains on my teeth. Then I found My Magic Mud, and I was told it would remove stains. So I paid attention when I brushed the first time. My Magic Mud is black tooth powder, and the difference it made in my teeth in one application was noticeable. With four, my teeth were as white as you normal folks out there. Please go to MyMagicMud.com and buy a jar. There's 150 applications for $25. You can use Bitcoin. MyMagicMud.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial here toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us via Skype. Our Skype username, it's lrn.fm. You know, here on Free Talk Live, we like alternative currencies, gold, silver. You can go and get all the gold and silver you could possibly desire from gold.freetalklive.com. Our friends over at Midas Resources will hook you up. But what if you want to get Bitcoin, Mark? That's another great alternative currency.
Great place to do it is expresscoin.com. They make it fast, easy, legal, completely legal. They have a licensed MSB. Inexpensive. They pride themselves in their customer service. Go check them out at expresscoin.com. You can make a deposit at a local credit union that has shared branching and have your bitcoins within a business day. You can also do it with a money order check or wire transfer if you want to do it that way. That's fine, too. I've done lots of business with ExpressCoin.com. You can trust them. Whether you want to get Bitcoins or Dogecoin or Litecoin or Blackcoin or Darkcoin, they make all those cryptocurrencies available to you. If you live in the United States or Canada, use coupon code FTL at ExpressCoin.com, and you can get up to $40 worth of Bitcoin at no fee. It's coupon code FTL, ExpressCoin.com.
All right, so we're going to continue with your calls, and then Derek J. will be telling us about these busybody college bureaucrats who are really getting into the personal sex lives of their students.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get into that here in a moment. Let's go first, though, to Jones, calling from Arizona. Jones, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jones.
James.
Oh, hey, James, you're on the air. Go ahead.
And I don't call Free Talk Live, so-called. To get any goat or to get underneath anybody's skin. I just call in when I disagree with, sometimes strongly, your so-called minister friend over there who calls himself a minister and doesn't want to talk to me because he's so filled with hate. I don't know any minister that I've ever met that wouldn't want to talk to somebody that he hated, let alone thought that they were insane or maniac or all that.
Actually, just to be clear, James, he did talk to you the last two times you called in.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't. He talked over me. Just like I was trying to ask a rhetorical question last time I called in about the reason why you can't find any pictures on the internet of Christians chopping off people's heads, like Mark butted in to remark to me that there were. The reason why you can't find any pictures of people, Christians chopping people's heads up is because there haven't been Christians like that for like 1,000 years. So,
well, actually, it's funny you bring that up, James.
What's funny about that?
It's funny that you bring that up because I've actually got a story about that. Yeah, I got you. But I'm responding now to your point because we're going to have a conversation here. And it's funny that you bring that up because I actually had in my show prep for tonight a story from the London Evening Standard where Jennifer Mills Wetzley, age 60, was repeatedly stabbed and beheaded while shopping in a popular resort of Los Cristianos. Homeless Bulgarian drug addict Dejan Denanov, age 29, has denied murdering the grandmother of five from Norwich at his trial at the provincial court in Santa Cruz. Answering questions in Bulgarian with the help of interpreter, he did tell the court that he is haunted by voices in his head which tell him how to act. He claimed they told him he was an angel of Jesus Christ who is going to create a new Jerusalem. So it sounds to me like you've got an individual here who believes that he's a Christian who may have actually beheaded a woman. So there's one example for you, James. Maybe it just doesn't get the reporting that, you know, that
maybe Will Connolly or any other Christian would call him a sociopath, not a Christian. But ISIS is for real, and they really are chopping people's heads off because they believe God commanded them to do such, because they have read the Quran, and they do believe the passages in the burnt Quran that command them to do that, and they believe it wholeheartedly as you believe in your.
There was no command like that in the Quran that I read. Thanks for the call tonight. Toll free number 855-450-FREE. We had, by the way, for listeners just tuning in tonight, grab our Saturday show from this week. Go to freetalklive.com. We actually had a Muslim on the line with us for 3 hours on Saturday night. He fielded every question you could possibly imagine, at least that all of our listeners could imagine on that one night, about being a Muslim and, you know, what does the Quran actually say, and are Muslims violent, and do they hate women, and, you know, all kinds of those issues were addressed.
And we had a meme on our Facebook page, facebook.freetalklive.com, that showed some what appeared to be ISIS folks in a kneeling down in sort of a 90-degree angle to do their daily prayers. Anybody who knows anything about Islam knows that they're supposed to kneel towards Mecca. Mm-hmm. And if you're in a 90-degree angle, somebody, at the very least, half of the people are not kneeling towards Mecca. So one really has to sort of question how good are these Muslims that are, like, you know, there's lots of people in the U.S. military that call themselves Christians. That doesn't mean that people believe the U.S. military is prosecuting Christian wars. One of the things that Will Coley said during his, long interview with us was that nationalism is counter to Islam. that Sharia law that, you know, is Islam, basically says that nationalism shouldn't exist, that your loyalties should lie to God. And that, when it comes down to religion, there's many Christian religions that believe the same thing. What comes to mind are Jehovah's Witnesses aren't supposed to vote, nor are Amish, Mennonites, Quakers, I know that are against saying like the pledge, things like that.
Anybody who's read the Quran knows that it's really almost like a continuation of the Bible. It's sort of like, you know, part two, sort of essentially the story being that the angel Gabriel, the same one, appeared to Muhammad and gave him some corrections.
That's his claim, yeah.
Essentially gave him some corrections. Hey, you know, the Bible editors kind of got this information wrong, so you need to put this out there. That was sort of the basis for Islam. So there's, but again, I can't do it justice. I've done a cursory examination compared to Will Cawley from Muslims for Liberty. He was on our show with us Saturday night this last weekend. So just go to freetalklive.com, download that at your convenience, and it's very enlightening. Dana is with us listening from, I'm not sure where, Maine? Jefferson, Maine? I'm not real sure where you are. Dana, where are you at?
Jefferson, Maine.
Okay, great. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have this typed up, so forgive me. This is the first time for me calling into any radio station.
Welcome.
So,
sure, go right ahead.
The topic that I wanted to talk about is body alterations. Pretty much I have a couple questions that I want to go and ask you guys, but let me just read off what I have right here. There are many personal reasons why people wish to alter their bodies, like, for example, piercings, tattoos, and changing one's gender. There are even certain groups of people who dream for the day when science and technology can make it possible to achieve whatever advanced genetically engineered alterations they wish to be done to their body. My two questions to you guys are, what are your thoughts on this topic, and would there be a market for this interest in a liberty-based community?
Well, there's a huge market for tattoos and piercings all across the United States, and certainly that applies within the Liberty community. I know there have been tattoo artists who have come to the Porcupine Freedom Festival offering their services to people. The Porcupine Freedom Festival is a yearly festival the Free State Project throws up here in New Hampshire that actually you could probably easily attend living in Maine. But the tattoo artists who've come to these festivals have been booked solid the entire time. So I would say it's a fairly high interest in the Liberty community in body modification. And then your other question was sort of just a general question about how we feel about it. General, guys, would you like to field that?
Well, I think that it's interesting that body modifications have become more and more popular throughout my lifetime. A tattoo, when I was a kid, would have been relegated to somebody in the military or a biker. It was not a common thing. You know, you might see like a butterfly on a woman's ankle or leg or something like that. But
I saw a cop with a tattoo today.
Right. It's just not really very common. It wasn't very common. So tattoos kind of picked up, as did piercings. I live a relatively conservative lifestyle. I'm not big into this stuff. So people that have these big gauge piercings and things like that, none of it makes any sense to me at all, but that's their body and their life. I think that in a liberty-oriented community, community that believes in the ideas of liberty, you probably see an acceleration and a diversification in this area. So, yeah, I think it would be a big deal, and people would like it a lot.
We'll come back with more. Dana, thanks for the call tonight. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. We'll get Derek J's thoughts. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes.
If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control. Toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Drop by freetalklive.com. And please enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. Hey, if you like Free Talk Live and you want to help support the show, well, you can do that by shopping with us at shop.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. There's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US. You just go and get your shopping taken care of. Free Talk Live gets a cut of the purchase. And Keenvention is coming up here in about a month, as a matter of fact, happening October 31st through November 2nd. There's a lot going to be happening in one weekend here in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire. It's a great excuse to come up and check out New Hampshire and meet some of the very same activists that you hear on this show and you hear talked about on this show. We are excited about the Liberty Movement here in New Hampshire, and Keenvention is the convention that focuses on that. Now, the Free State Project throws a couple great events every year up here, and I recommend attending those as well if you can afford it. There's, of course, the Liberty Forum in the wintertime, which is coming up in March, I think, this coming year. And then there's also the Porcupine Freedom Festival in the summertime. Great events, but they don't focus entirely on the activism scene in New Hampshire, and that's what Keenvention does. Plus, we throw in some fun events like Galactic Bowling and Karaoke on Saturday night and the brand-new Halloween Dance Party.
Yeah.
I hear rumors there are going to be lasers at the Halloween Dance Party, so we're going to be having a lot of fun on Friday night, and you're going going to be involved in that, Derek J. And we've got an announcement. We've got a couple more announcements to make about the Halloween dance party, which I'm excited about, but we're not going to break the news right now. You can go and get your tickets for Keenvention at keenvention.info for $60. That gets you in for the entire weekend, and it also you can pay for it in Bitcoin as well. So, plus, if you want to know what it was like last year, you can go to keenvention.info, and you can actually watch videos from all of the speeches, all of the panel discussions. It's all been recorded and preserved for you to enjoy, even if you weren't actually there. So go to keenvention.info. You want to come because it's more fun to be there in person where you can actually connect with these people. You get to stand there and ask the questions. That way you can be seen on the videos this year. So come on up and check out Keenvention, keenvention.info. We look forward to seeing you October 31st through November 2nd in our very own beautiful Keene, New Hampshire. All right, so let's see. We were talking about, we had a gentleman, I think, call in just...
Yeah, he wanted to talk about body modification.
Body alteration was the term that he used. Derek J., care to comment on that? And just the general question about how you feel about it was sort of the question he asked.
Yeah, I like them. I'm a fan. Since I was 18, started engaging some body modification with piercings, lip piercings and stuff. And always found it to be a form of expression. I think, you know, when I brought it up with my parents, they said, yeah, people have been modifying their bodies for all of history.
Yeah.
You know, you can look back at different cultures and see they're putting bowls in their tongues and different things.
Whatever it takes to sort of separate you from the other guy.
Yeah, it's just a way to be ornamental. And, like, I like that. I wear rings. I want to decorate my body. I want to stand out. Like, you know, just... be different, and it's fun. So I'm pro body modification. I know some people think about tattoos like, oh, that's a it's harkening back to the Holocaust. Why would anyone want to mark their bodies like that? You know,
I've never heard that one.
This is an objection I hear frequently about tattoos. Another is that if you go to jail, you'll be easily recognized because they mark what sort of body modification.
They certainly will
got.
Do that. That's
and
100% so, true.
Yeah,
they also mark you if you get a scar or something like that as well.
That's true.
Yep. So, you know, I'm pro body modification. I think in a free society, since he went there, I think there would be more body modification, not less, because I don't know.
Well, there's still some societal oppression against this, right? Like in some jobs, for instance, you can't have tattoos showing. You know, you have to wear long sleeves if you got them on your arms, that kind of thing. Some jobs wouldn't want you to have like a nose piercing or something like that. Ear piercings, those have been accepted for a long time. Those you'll probably be fine with. But there's certain things that just haven't gotten to the level of full-on societal acceptance yet.
And they just haven't gotten there yet. It just takes people to push that envelope. Like, I was one, when I worked at Greenpeace, I wore my lip rings. And so, you know, I was walking there, raising money, talking to random strangers on the street while I've got these rings popping out of my mouth.
And now, like, you don't do that now.
I don't do that. It broke my teeth. So
it broke your teeth?
Yeah. So
did
that's
you, like,
one of the
smash into them somehow? How did they break your teeth?
This is really painful, so just hang in there.
Oh,
I hope you're sitting. I bit down and just broke them. Like, it was. Yep, you can imagine
total
the pain
accident.
Was intense, and I just never wanted to have that happen again. So I took them out, and I think they're beautiful. I think they're sexy.
So are broken teeth.
Yeah, but broken teeth are not worth the price.
Yeah, okay, I've got a couple of tattoos, got them in prison, done with, you know, made, one of them made with what we called, I can't remember, basically you took the soot from some burning razors and, you know, scraped it off of some place and then mixed it with some shampoo and you had something that would be
lovely.
Used as tattoo ink. The other case, we smuggled in some India ink and got them. And
sweet.
Whenever I think about my tattoos, I wish they were gone. They're not really of any use to me.
Well, that's a problem with tattoos in a lot of ways, is when you get one at a young age, maybe you'll change and then later on not really appreciate what it was that you'd
got. But that's why I'm really against these gauged ear piercings and that sort of thing. Because
it's hard to reverse those.
If I want to not be tattooed, I put on a shirt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had it, you know, I was at least smart enough that a t-shirt was going to cover my tattoos no matter what they were. And I thought about getting other tattoos. Tattoos, but
you know, I mean, it's you only want the tattoo you want now, and you generally do not want the tattoo that you have for very long. It's a pretty rare circumstance. Mm-hmm. So I'm against tattoos as a piece of advice.
You were an anarcho-communist when you were a teenager, and a lot of times
I almost got a red Circle A tattoo.
Wow.
I intended to do it on my 18th birthday.
Sickle, I guess.
The guy refused to do it.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
You lucked out.
So if I had gone someplace
else. Why did he refuse?
He said that he was scared the anarchists would do something that would get, I would be somehow branded as one of them, and so therefore he didn't want to be involved.
Look, kid, yeah. I don't want your money. Get out of here.
He didn't. Yeah. I was there. I had my money. I had the picture. I had everything, and he didn't want it.
That's interesting.
Wow. I got my piercings done with a couple of friends who swore that they would be the cool leather jacket wearing pierced old guy in the nursing home. Like, yeah, I was so cool. And they already regret their gauges. They're, you know, they've got those big holes in their ears that are big
loops.
They just
hang there.
They never seal. And
no, they're never going to seal.
No, they look very ugly, and they regret it, and there's nothing they could do.
Yeah, I think you got to put a lot of thought and time into this stuff.
Some people really like this, and I think that you'll probably see more body modifications in a freer world.
Sure.
Because they'll become more and more accepted.
Well, I think that's true, and I know we're seeing that over time anyway, and that's great. Do you have any tattoos, Derek J?
I don't have any tattoos. I have my nipples pierced. That's pretty intense. Actually,
you could take that out anytime you want, right?
Well, it was sort of, yeah, you can. It's not as easy, honestly. It's not easy to take out any piercings, frankly, so I refrain from doing it, but I will... The problem comes around children. Like, I hate when people ask questions about piercings or anything. It's just like, and maybe the problem is me, because I don't want to answer the questions, but it's like, hey, why do you have piercings? It's like, just because I like them, but I don't want to deal with the questions. Like, kids' questions are uncomfortable sometimes.
So, but they're usually concealed. I mean, the only way you would get a question about nipple piercings is if you were at the beach or something.
Yeah,
like that.
I go to the beach, you know. I take my shirt off.
That's true.
So, you know, it's something that people are going to ask questions about. They're going to speculate about you. And I don't feel like I should have to take my piercings out every time I'm in public.
Have you ever ruminated about a tattoo, like considered?
Oh, yeah. I'm too much of a wimp. I've been wanting Know Thyself on my left wrist since I was like 18. And I've got a thing about wrists, you know, like cutters and stuff and all that nasty. It just gets me clamped up.
I don't know anything about it. I don't have any tattoos. I don't have any piercings either. I feel very vanilla in comparison.
Come on!
No, it doesn't bother me that I don't, but...
Don't you want to get one?
No, I've never really felt like I have to have something. You know, like, there's never been anything, any symbol or something like that I thought, I want to have that on me forever. I've never really felt so strongly about that. And, you know, I feel strongly about the ideas of liberty. I'm sure I could pick one or something like that, but never really, rose to that level,
I guess. What about a to-do list on the forearm with lines so you can fill it in every day? I've seen those. That could be useful
it's
for
cute.
Someone like you.
That is cute. But I've got smartphones and things like that. Right. I got the whiteboard that you inspired me to have.
So. Yeah, I think that... I think that the envelope's going to continue to get pushed by people who want body modifications in this society or a free one. I don't think it matters. I personally, my piece of advice would be make yourself interesting and unique on the inside.
Yeah.
Do it with if you've got to do it on the outside, do it with clothing and ornamentation. Mm.
You're going to modify yourself, make sure you put a few years into thinking about it. I would say at least 5 years. I would say ruminate on it for 5 years before you really go for something. That way you're sure. Like, you know what you want, you just haven't gone with it yet, and you've known it for a long time. You haven't changed that. To me, that says that's probably the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because 5 years, a lot can change, especially if you're a young person, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so we'll see you tomorrow night. We'll talk about the college sex thing at another time.
Yeah.
Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com and derekj.me. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Radio is the most personal of mediums. I exist right now in your head. If you listen to Free Talk Live regularly, you know me. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations around the U.S. and has been downloaded on every continent around the world. Hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 a month to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.